Philip George, Alone No More, and before that, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Downtown. This is 2FM. Good morning to you. How are you getting on? Now, we've all seen Cool Runnings, the iconic film following the dreams of the Jamaican bobsleigh team. Now, there's an Irish guy who has similar dreams of becoming the first Irish person to win an Olympic medal in the Winter Olympics. Brendan Doyle is involved in a sport called skeleton, and he's here to tell us what he does and how you can help him. Brendan, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So you're hoping to be the first Irish person to win an Olympic medal in the Winter Olympics.
That's the goal, yeah.
How did you get into all this crack?
Well, basically, I started off in athletics. So I started track and field when I was in secondary school. Mm-hmm. And did a few days. I was training 4 or 5 days or whatnot.
Being the jock, did you get all the girls?
I did not, know. I was too busy training.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what a waste.
I spent all my time in the gym and on the track and whatnot. So, from there, I was just spotted one day. I was just up there training one day in Morton Stadium. And we had a bobsleigh team at the time. There was 2 girls. And they asked me, did I want to give this sled a push? And I was all for it. I saw
Clifton. They wanted you to.
If you ever approached by 2 girls and they want a push of their bobsleigh, I tell you what.
Yeah, I was all for it. Like, it was a good crack. Because we had Clifton just there in 2002. So Lord Clifton Rossley finished 4th. He was just pipped.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jamaican
guy.
Yeah, he was born in Galway.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. So he was born in Galway and then moved over to the UK. So
we jumped on that bandwagon.
We did.
Well, that luge.
Well,
how did he win, Brendan? The luge or the skeleton?
The skeleton. So he went head first.
So you're the same. What's the difference between the luge and the skeleton?
Skeleton, we go down on our stomachs head first. Luge, they lie on their back.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so the bobsleigh, they're in the sled, like in Cool Runnings. On skeleton, we'll get down onto our stomachs, we'll mount the sled and get down on our stomachs, and then luge, they'll go down on their back.
Would absolutely. It looks so dangerous.
It is,
and it's so fast.
Yeah.
Were you terrified when you first gave it a go?
When I first gave it a go, I'm terrified most times. Like, it's there. The fear is there, but like you put it to the back of your mind. You know, when you get onto the sled, you don't think about it. You've got so much to do that once you start sprinting, that's it. You're on. Once you take that first step, you've committed.
Have you ever had any accidents or anything?
So in
Can't
Eagles,
run that lovely face of yours.
It's the shoulder. I've got a helmet to protect the face.
Okay,
you know,
that's okay.
Keep my assets.
So you hurt your shoulder?
Yeah. So was training in a track called Königssee. I was in Germany, and there's a turn called a Kreisel, which is a 280 to 360 degree turn. So that's put in the track to slow us down, because we'll hit speeds of about 145 kilometres.
Oh my god.
So they'll put turns in just to slow it down and make the track more technical. Mm-hmm. And when you get it wrong, you flip, and you flip hard, because you're basically, the track is concrete and ice, and we're going down in, like, it's thinner than this t-shirt. It's just a Lycra speed suit, like speed skaters or whatnot. So,
and is it really tight, the Lycra thing?
Pretty tight, yeah. And it's pretty cold as well, so. I mean,
is that your excuse? Yeah, it's very cold.
I have to say, it's O'Neill's that make your top there. Lovely.
Oh, well, yeah, no, O'Neill's help you with the top here, yeah.
You should ask them for the 1980s tight white shorts.
I will, yeah,
GA
and
pairs.
Headbands and stuff like that. Absolutely, I think it'd be a great look.
So you're hurtling down the ice. It's concrete, basically.
It is concrete and ice. Yeah, that's
the hardest thing. Probably harder than concrete. So when you flip, do you think this is all right? I'm a goner here. Is it just wait and see what happens?
You know it's coming, which is the scary thing.
Yeah,
you know it's coming, because everything is based on feel. There's pressures in the turn, so it oscillates up and down. So what we try to do when the track sends us down, we try to keep ourselves up, and when the track wants us up, we keep ourselves down. So we try to go in line. And when you get that wrong, when you're up, when you should be down, you're like, oh, this is gonna hurt so bad. All you can do is accept it, and even sometimes you steer into when you're going to crash, because if you try to steer away from it, it's always too late. Your reactions are always too late, so you're working 10 metres behind. So if you steer into or away from a crash, you're going to hit the wall and then steer into the wall, and then you're just playing ping pong all the way down.
I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I think you are harder than any rugby player out there.
Yep, absolutely, 100%.
The toughest sportsman.
Harder than Billy Jones, harder than them all.
The toughest sportsman in the country at the moment. Hang on a sec now. There's no ice in Ireland.
There's not, no. It's cold, but there's no ice.
Yeah. So what do you have?
Cool Runnings, basically.
On a wheel?
Yeah,
on
wheels. Yeah, and it's not even a track. Up Morton Stadium, I basically just pushed a sled on the athletics track. That's all I can train. That is the only way I can train for this sport. So I have to travel abroad.
So you're training the start, basically. Running with the thing.
The sprint aspect of it, absolutely. Yeah, that's all we can train here. Yeah. It's not ideal at all. Yeah, no. It's
so when you get to the Olympics, it's a bit like, yeah, I know the start bit, and then you jump on the, yeah, on the scale, and you're like, oh, this is
oh
cool.
My god! Yeah. Oh my god!
This is fast.
The pretty only noise much is from the Irish team going, oh my god!
I wouldn't mind. I was in Calgary, and I hit the wall, and when I got down to the end of the track, one of the officials came up and said, "You're not allowed to curse when you hit the wall."
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god! They should be letting you do whatever you want.
Say, are you all right?
No, they said, don't curse when you hit the wall. I was like, okay, no problem.
But, you know, I think there are places in Ireland, like, for instance, where I'm from, we didn't do the skeleton in the bob, we did fertiliser bag. So you get a fertiliser bag and run down the hill on it. And
I'll race you.
Yeah.
Let's go for it.
So, I presume, trying to compete for Ireland, yeah, in this, where, how do you pay getting back to Germany in all these slots? And like, I'm assuming it's a costly sport.
It's ferociously expensive. Everything in the sport is just cost. So how I've been getting by lately is just pledge sports, crowdfunding, corporate sponsorship is so hard to get. So, you know, putting up a platform online that people can donate and help towards get me across to train. That's how I've been doing it.
Because I presume you're not, like, is this not a profit and loss thing? You're not going to be making any money on it.
No.
You just purely want to win a medal for Ireland.
Yeah, I want to get to the games. That's like, that is the dream. That's what I've always wanted to do, and I'm going to do it, basically.
And so how do people, if they wanted to pledge support, how do they do it?
Well, basically, on my Facebook page, facebook.com/FaceDoyle, I have the link to my Pledge Sports page, which is a crowdfunding page. And all you have to do is you go on the page and it's all set up there for you. You just click the amount you want to donate and it's sent.
You should do a calendar.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, guys, in my head. You need to do a calendar.
Yep.
You do a calendar of you, just you.
With the sled?
Yeah.
In Lycra.
Yeah, okay.
Just speaking for Jennifer, with the top off, with just the Lycra bottoms. Just that's what Jennifer would like to see.
Okay, Keith.
Is this it?
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
I have to say though, when you see, because the Lycra and the winter sports, you always see the red, you think these are the Russians. You always see the blue and red, and you think these are the Americans.
Yeah.
Green Lycra hasn't featured an awful lot in the winter sport. And when somebody steps up in green Lycra, you go, someone's going to get hockeyed here.
Yeah, maybe. Yes.
So, but hopefully you're going to change all that.
Absolutely,
So you haven't qualified yet, have you?
No, qualification takes a long time.
So you're looking for a sponsor.
Yeah.
Because a sponsor will give you the cash that you need to help you qualify, because you need ice time and you need points, and the points are racked up by taking part in competition. So he needs a sponsor.
Yeah.
How much would you, like, how much would...
How long is a piece of string?
You need about 10 grand at least, do you?
Well, at least. Basically, the sled that we had, so I had a sled when I started back in 2003. There was a bit of money in the association. Now, it's all since dried up, but there was a bit of money in the association and they did provide me with the sled. At the time, the sled was the best you can get. But since the sport has developed and the rules have changed, I went over to Calgary with the sled thinking, okay, this is going to do the job. I told them day three that it's illegal, that I can't slide on it. So I basically ran around all the Canadians saying, can I borrow
your sled?
Give us
a shot of your sled.
Please, I am over here. Yeah, pretty much, give us a shot. Like.
And would these be bespoke sleds? Would they be made for certain people?
Yeah, so basically the company...
You're not going to go into Limestone and buy one off the shelf, like?
No. Well, I mean, they're the sled itself...
€7,500. Oh my god!
This lad, €7,500.
€7,500.
This lad needs a sponsor.
Yeah,
everybody.
And
listen.
The runners that go on the ice.
Yeah.
So the metal that we slide on, those runners cost about £500 each. So I need about four sets of them.
Four sets of the runners alone. Yeah.
Because the runners, basically, you've got different ice conditions, air temperatures, and then I've got a training set which I can, like, you know, destroy.
Would you not kick a ball around the back?
You'd make money. Listen, facebook.com/FaceDoyle.
Yep.
That's your Facebook page. Or get in touch with us. We'll put up a link as well on our Twitter and our Facebook. Or get in touch with us and we'll tell you how. All the big money guys can come straight to us and we'll put them in the right direction.
You should do a calendar.
Hallmark.
And if he gets into the Olympics, could you imagine the coverage you'd get out of that?
Yeah. It'd be an honour to get to the Games. That's what we're all there for. Everyone wants to compete at the highest level of the sport.
Well, we're behind you. No, Keith is definitely behind you. Werner's behind you.
If I was somebody who sold fridges, maybe, I would definitely think about sponsoring.
That's a very good idea.
Or if you were a company that thought they were cool.
Yes.
Yeah, there's loads of opportunities out there. Just throwing out a few. If you do a calendar, get in touch and we'll promote it.
Yeah,
and
okay,
hang it up on the wall maybe as well.
And take one home.
Facebook.com/FaceDoyle. Thank you very much, Brendan Doyle.
Cheers,
best of luck.
Thanks for having me on.
Good luck.
Bye. Thanks so much.
No problem.